Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be with you as always. I'm very excited about our good buddy Doug Tatum being back on the show. Doug's a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back 10 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of No Man's Land, which is a very important book that any growing small business needs to have, any growing middle-sized business needs to have, because you'll see yourself in this book. And Doug is a professor of entrepreneurship at MTSU. I think that's what they still call it, don't they, Doug?
They sure do, Jim.
MTSU. Did I say the title right there?
You did. Middle Tennessee State University.
Professor of entrepreneurship. Thank you for joining us again. Good to talk to you again. And Doug, you've got some new recognition recently. You've been named chairman of a foundation, of an organization that's going to be doing some interesting work. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yes. The press release should go out on this week, so I won't be able to tell you who the funding sources are. But we will be hosting a database that tracks virtually every company in the United States over the last 15 years. So companies, whether they're startups, middle market companies, private companies, to large public companies, we've kept track of them over a 15-year period. The gentleman that's built this database is Dr. Don Walls, a former Harvard economist.
Well, congratulations to them on picking you to lead this effort, and thank you for letting us break this news on my show.
Sure.
Folks, we're scooping the world with this information. And we're getting ready to talk about why this is such a big deal, because what you're going to be determining, what you think you found, is my understanding, is you found where the real headwaters are for jobs in America.
Absolutely. By looking at job creation and job destruction by size over a long period of time, you can get an indication of where the real net job growth in the United States is, certainly over the last 15 years and through the last recession in 2000, 2001, up until the current recession we're apparently coming out of.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so the prevailing wisdom or the prevailing knowledge that we think we all have is that those jobs come from small business owners.
Well, they do, depending on how you define small business owners, Jim. If you break the economy down to companies below 20, companies, let's say, from 20 to 100, and
right,
then 100 to 200, et cetera, what you're going to find is that those companies somewhere between 20 to 50 employees,
mm-hmm,
and those companies between 100 to 250 employees approximately, disproportionately create more net jobs in the United States than any other category of company.
Right.
And now, they would obviously be referred to as small businesses, but they certainly would not be referred to as startups or mom and pop.
No question, not startups. But they're also, at least not on the lower end, I wouldn't consider them to be gazelles either.
Well, you know, what I did...
Tell the audience what a gazelle is.
Well, we looked at companies. We used the old Dr. Birch definition.
Uh-huh.
And the original data we looked at was actually from Dr. Birch out at MIT, who had the same type of database. But I asked the database to look at companies that had at least $3 million in sales,
mm-hmm,
had doubled in size over the last 4 years, or over a four-year period,
right,
that 15-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, at the peak of around 2000, 2001, if my memory serves me correctly on the data, that group of companies generated approximately 98% of all the net new jobs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the data, you have to look at let's take, for example, startups. Startups create a lot of new jobs, but startups go out of business.
A lot of those new jobs are the founder.
Correct.
Many of those startups are founders, and they're all by themselves. As I was when I founded my company, I was by myself for 2.5 years.
Correct. And then so many of them, unlike you, so many of them don't survive more than a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens is you've got to net the two to determine where the real jobs are.
And I like where you're going with this, but I'm going to push back on you on a couple of things on what you said, and we're going to talk some more. This is going to be a very interesting conversation, folks. This is very critical to the future of America right here, what Doug's working on right now. 2010, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.